Yesterday when we had the wonderful William Shatner on the show, it was a great chat and I thought it was going well. We did know that he was a bit distracted because he was just setting up for his interview, which was going to be live on Sunrise with Koshy and Sam. But we had a good chat with him. I mean, there was the bit where he didn't quite know the name of our show.
Seeing Sunrise got a mention on our show, if you could just politely mention Fifi Seven Byron when you're on Sunrise, please.
Fifi Seven Byron.
Close enough. Say that.
It was good fun. And then he went straight on to Sunrise. And I don't know. I mean, I don't think we should ever be a warm-up act again because who knows what he was talking about.
Between your Australian accent, between the oceans between us and this earpiece and my loss of hearing about 20%, I'm striking out like the discovery of the Polynesian islands. I'm kind of swimming in the in the unknown.
I love a weird interview. I mean, that's fun. I mean, Koshy and Sam had no idea what to say. There was dead air. They didn't know what he was talking about.
No.
But it's not the first time a weird interview has gone to air.
Oh, we get a list.
This morning.
We love your lists.
Weird interviews. I'm going to take you back to, who could forget, 1995. A lot of people were kids at that time. Some of you may have just been being born. But, 2005.
There we go. They were 10.
Absolutely. That's not that long ago, actually. Tom Cruise on Oprah Winfrey. It was when he started dating Katie Holmes. And, it was very visual, but who could forget this weird moment?
So this is interesting, Tom. We've never seen you behave this way before.
I know.
Have you ever felt this way before? You're gone. You are gone.
Jumped on the couch.
I remember that.
Talk. It was just all manner of weirdness. Then 2007, just a couple of years later, Paula Abdul. Oh. She was one of the judges on American Idol. And she was just asked a very simple question. And I don't know why she couldn't answer it.
Right off the bat, what do Idol fans have to look forward to this season, and what are you looking forward to seeing?
Well, is that what it is? I was wondering, what is that?
Somebody else must be talking to Paula. Are you there, Paula?
Good morning, everyone.
I'm going to ask that question one more time, okay?
I'll tell you.
What's happening?
I think she was having a little sip of grandpa's medicine.
I think she was confused.
A couple of little shandies.
Wow.
One of the best, though. I'm going to take you back a bit further. This one's to 1997. Farrah Fawcett, a great actress who has now passed, she was
beautiful.
On David Letterman. She was one of the original Charlie's Angels.
Yes.
She was on David Letterman's late night show, and it's one of my favourite interviews because Letterman handled this so beautifully. Farrah, don't know what was going on, but very, very hard to follow what she was talking about.
You were never on this program before? You were never on the other program we did? Is there any reason?
You don't remember?
Remember.
Just kidding. No. No. Why?
Why what?
Haven't I been?
I don't know. That's what I had just asked you.
Oh. Well.
How you doing? You all right?
Don't I seem all right?
You seem fine. I know you were kind of harried getting over here. Was there a problem? Was there traffic? Were you stuck somewhere?
There were people. Lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then she continued, Fairview like it. She went off to talk about Central Park.
You know, in Central Park, of course you do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You can go, and there's a, oh, golly, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Central Park.
Oh, there's a road.
A road. All right. Road in the park.
A cut through.
Yeah.
And there are places where the wall.
Right.
The
wall.
What is that? The thing.
The thing.
Anyway. We're...
Charade. Suddenly, Farrah and I are playing charade.
Wow.
One of
what
the
was
best.
She talking
One
about?
Of the best. You should check it out online.
Oh, I have
Very
to watch
funny.
That.